With Capradio News, I'm Drew Sancer. Researchers at the UC Davis Road Ecology Center look to roadkill when trying to understand the health of different animal populations in California. The team recently published its 8th annual report on roadkill data, which saw declining rates of mule deer and coyotes killed on the road. But this isn't always a good thing. Fraser Schilling is the director of the Road Ecology Center. CapRadio's Manola Sakaida talked to him about what roadkill can really tell us about the health of different animal populations.
The amount of roadkill is potentially indicating the size of the population, but if you have a lot of roadkill, you're also potentially decreasing the size of that population. So being able to understand that one is an ecological measurement and the other is a measurement of our human impact on wildlife populations. So we want to be able to understand both at the same time.
Can you tell me how this information is collected? Can you describe that process?
So most of our data comes from so-called regular people, right? People listening to this right now. And if you go to wildlifecrossing.net, or if you Google California roadkill, you'll get to the same place. It's a web app you can use on a smartphone. And basically, if you have your location on your phone and you take a picture, you can press one button and upload that picture. And it's geolocated, means that you know exactly where it is. And there's a date and a time. So it's a very easy process of collecting the data.
It seems that there's something we can tell when we see a decline in roadkill of a species and when we see an increase. So can you explain to me what both of those things mean?
It really depends on the type of animal you're looking at. So in the case of deer, we're seeing a decline in roadkill. And so what that means to us is that because deer are moving around eating and they're generally staying inside home ranges, the number that are killed is proportional to the number of deer that are total. So if you see a change in the number of roadkill deer, it means there's a change in the population. And we're seeing a 10% per year decline in the number of roadkill deer. And the most likely explanation is that it's because there's a decline in the population. Besides the decline in mule deer, we actually saw an increase in the mountain lion and black bear rates of collision, the wildlife vehicle collision. The number that are getting killed is going up. And I was wondering about that, and a mountain lion expert and then a non-expert both said the same thing, which was, well, they're moving around more to find food. And if we've got a decline in the deer and mountain lion prey on deer, that means there's fewer deer for them to find, so they have to move around more to find those. And a lion moving around more means it's going to cross more roads and they're going to get hit more often.
How much of these road-killed animals that you see, how much of that's preventable?
So it goes back to this idea that humans are going to kill some number of wildlife, but wildlife populations can absorb that. Well, that's been debunked. So what we're basically causing is an excess death. In the case of deer, there's anywhere between 5% and 20% of the population of deer in California being killed by vehicles every year. Every year we have that level of excess death. And at the same time, we're having a decline in the deer population that's similar to that, which suggests that traffic vehicles is causing this decline in mule deer populations. That immediately gives you a place you can go and act. Where can you act? You can act on the roadway. If you fence roads where this is occurring, then you're going to prevent those deaths. You're also going to prevent the death of the people that hit the deer at very high speeds or their injury and the damage to their vehicle. So there's a lot of benefits to that.
That was UC Davis researcher Fraser Schilling speaking with CapRadio's Manola Sakaida about the 8th annual Roadkill Data Report. You're listening to CapRadio News.